The Final Edition Radio Hour is a work of satire intended for people who own books, gentrify neighborhoods, and say they like kale. Please consume responsibly. The satire, that is.
Hi, I'm Jeff Chrysler, and I'm fake Tony Hendra, and this is the Final Edition Radio Hour. Tony, how can you be traveling right now? We need you. Why, Jeffers? Because it's on, man. It's a serious East Coast, West Coast sketch comedy radio battle.
Really?
Yeah. We got beef. And they got tofu? No, Tony, I don't know where you're supposed to be from, but we got beef about who's had the better 2016 so far. The Final Edition's East Coast crew or the West Coast team? Obviously the East Coast. Right. Well, how do we prove it? With this week's episode, we're showcasing just a few of the super fat tracks the NYC team has dropped this year. Lead. And if that doesn't work, we'll have a moment at the drive-thru. You mean a drive-by? Tony, I'm a middle-class white male Jew. It doesn't matter what I mean. What? Because this is the Final Edition Radio Hour.
Inside. The Final Edition is proud to present great moments in the life of Nancy Reagan.
Number 1, 1951. Nancy Davis meets Ronald Reagan.
Well, hello there, little lady. What can I do for you?
People think I'm this other actress called Nancy Davis, and she's a commie.
Oh, well, maybe I can fix that. But what do I get? After all, I am head of the Screen Actors Guild.
Oh my, you put an idea in my pretty little head.
Well, that won't be the only thing.
Aha! No one expects the Hispanic Inquisition!
Why, Senator Cruz and Carly Fiorina!
Our chief weapon is surprise!
And fear!
And, fear!
And, surprise! Yes, no,
no,
no!
No. Three curses! Out! Sirian, Sirian! Ah! No one expects the Hispanic Inquisition!
Hey, Fiorina! You're not even Hispanic. Your given name was Sneed.
Yeah, you married an Italian guy, then kept his name after you divorced him.
Silence!
Our chief weaponry is fear and surprise.
And an almost fanatical devotion to the Pope.
Oh, bullshit. You're a Methodist.
Silence!
Start again. Our chief weapon is fear! And,
and an almost fanatical devotion to interfering in people's sex lives!
Yes, yes, that's it! Read the charges!
Are you serious?
Hold your tongue, wench! We are the Hispanic Inquisition!
You stand accused
of what?
Stimulating each other's genitals.
So what?
For purposes unrelated to procreation.
That's none of your beeswax.
Silence! It is heresy. Heresy!
Yes, heresy! Heresy!
You will burn at the stake.
No!
Cardinal!
The steak!
Here! The steak!
That smells good.
Oh, I hope it's rare.
What is that piece of smoking meat?
Who said bring a burnt steak?
Oh, curses! Don't start again! Expects the Hispanic Inquisition!
Hey, if you're gonna eat that, can we fuck it?
Do you love organic fire escape grown cauliflower and hand-tooled watches made from reclaimed Detroit factory parts?
Then you're gonna love Davis & Cousin, Bushwick's latest window box to table restaurant and watchery.
I'm Davis.
And I'm Davis's cousin.
She really is my cousin.
At Davis & Cousin Window Box to Table Restaurant and Watchery, our plates are vinyl records from 1948.
Our chef is reclaimed from a dumpster in the Bronx.
Our bread contains 100% vaginal yeast.
Davis & Cousin, we only have 7 chairs.
And only 2 of them have legs.
But we have plenty of hand-tooled watches.
Because apparently nobody appreciates a hand-tooled watch in this day and age.
Apparently.
Our accordion player is also our sommelier.
Our napkins are shards of sails from 18th century spice clippers.
And our artisanal smoke-roasted fire escape-grown cauliflower won an award in Time Out Latvia.
Respect, Latvia.
Davis & Cousin.
We don't accept reservations.
Or irony.
Davis & Cousin. Join us at Bushwick's latest window box to table restaurant and watchery.
Or don't. Whatever.
What she said.
Excuse me? Hi there, I'm Randall. I'm an intern. The home office sent me out here.
What do you want? Can't you see I'm busy?
You didn't fill out your self-evaluation form.
No, I did not. I can't do 2 things at once. What am I supposed to do? Just let this go?
Oh. Well, they told me to just ask you the questions and write down your responses. Is that okay?
Oh, fine. Whatever. It's not like it matters.
Great. Let's get started. Name?
I'm Sisyphus. Duh. Rock, hill, hello.
Sorry. Have to ask. And, what is your position?
My position?
Your title. What do you actually do?
I roll this rock up this hill, you dimwit! And every time I do it, it rolls back down to the bottom! For eternity!
Oh, and I'm the dumb one.
Look, is this really necessary?
Sorry, just a few more questions. How would you describe the nature of your work? Clerical? Managerial? Executive?
I don't know. It's labor intensive.
How about if I write down that it's Sisyphean, huh?
Okay, I kind of like that.
On a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being best, how would you rank your job satisfaction?
Seriously?
Gotcha. I'm just going to write down 1 for this whole section. Now, yes or no, do you feel that your goals at work are clearly explained to you?
Weirdly, that's a yes.
Do you feel confident that you can achieve those goals?
I keep doing it, don't I?
I'll take that as a yes. Next, where do you see yourself in Okay, you know what? I'm just gonna skip to the end. How would you describe the essential nature of your job?
Well, philosopher and writer Albert Camus says that the very lucidity that was to constitute my torment at the same time crowns my victory. There is no fate that cannot be surmounted by scorn. Even a universe devoid of meaning is neither sterile nor futile. The very struggle itself is enough to fill a man's heart.
But in your own words?
Sucks. Oh, no! Oh, shit! Not again! Look out below!
Wow. Tough break. I gotta go to my next interview. Do you know where a Prometheus is?
Over that way. The guy with the eagle eating his liver. You'll hear the screams. Fuck. Now I gotta start over. Say, you don't want to give me a hand, do you?
Can't. I've been sentenced to spend eternity giving questionnaires to mythical figures.
Wow. And here I was feeling sorry for myself. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till the broad daylight. We're gonna rock
around the clock tonight. Last year, we at the Final Edition introduced our listeners to Rent-A-Baby. The only place where you, a single 40-plus-year-old woman with few prospects, can rent a baby for an afternoon.
Huh?
Come on. You remember.
We're Rent-A-Baby. Don't you want to hold a baby? Smell a baby? Rock that baby while he or she snuggles right in and, makes you feel you're needed and capable and human in some small, finite, rentable way.
Oh, yeah. I remember now. But my, was it expensive.
Which is why, for a limited time only, we are offering discounted babies.
Rent a discounted baby?
That's right. Our stock room is currently filled with babies containing Zika and lead poisoning, which means they are significantly less expensive.
But they're black.
Which is very trendy. Just ask Angelina Jolie, Sandra Bullock, or Madonna. All seen sporting the black baby.
But aren't they mentally challenged?
We like to call it liability-free. Drop it on its head. No problem. Damage is already done.
So there's no extra charge.
Exactly.
What if we lose it or forget to return?
Just one less thing for the government to worry about. Rent a discounted baby today. Because what's bad for a baby is good for your wallet. Sponsored by the Governor of Michigan.
Hello. Welcome to Marriage Counseling, Sharon and Ozzy. I saw reports of your marital problems in the media, and I was very saddened. I'm glad you're going to try counseling.
Thank you, Doctor. I'm really at my wit's end.
Right. The key is communication. Say it with me. 1, 2, 3. Communication. Okay, I think. Ozzy, do me a favor. Look your wife in the eye and tell her, I understand that you are upset. All right, then. That's a start. How does that make you feel, Sharon?
Not good. He just told me, mufflefish stick copper ball rivet fern dabble.
Yes, that's what I thought he said. This may take a while. I'll put you down for Wednesdays at 3.
Oh, rivet fern dabble.
Yes, I'm making a note of that.
Thank you, Doctor. Ozzy, I still love you. Oh, you.
We're making progress here.
Oh, dear.
Now, kiss.
Oh, no.
Is this your tooth and mine?
Now, Sharon, unzip his pants.
Sharon. That's why he keeps the doves.
Oh, my dear friend.
Oliver!
The Final Edition is proud to present great moments in the life of Nancy Reagan. Number 2, 1956. Nancy meets Rock Hudson on the set of Giant.
Hello there, Mrs. Reagan. Welcome to my trailer. Over on the MGM lot, they say you can suck a golf ball through a garden hose.
Why, thanks, Rock Baby. But don't you swing the other way?
Oh, none of your beeswax, Mrs. Reagan. Far as I'm concerned, your name is James Dean.
Oh,
And so, finally, we found a Supreme Court justice we could all get behind. I'm proud to make this nomination.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy.
Coming up next on Supreme Court Justice Judy, he said it was news to him.
I couldn't believe when I heard the words turtle fighting ring in your basement. Only you gotta think of it this way. My basement is like Texas, and President Obama exceeded his powers in trying to shield millions of illegal immigrants from deportation in November 2014. I rest my case.
But will his story stand up in the highest court in the land?
What the what? This isn't even a real U.S. Court of Appeals Fifth Circuit docket. It's handwritten on the back of a Denny's check, which makes it look real, I know. But I happen to also know that the Fifth District hang at Cracker Barrel.
All the drama you love, but now, with the far-reaching consequences on American jurisprudence you crave, Supreme Court Justice Judy.
I don't even need to hear it. This is the SOGDI principle. Some other guy done it. It's a chicken massacre. The end.
Get ready to revolutionize your lunchtime TV viewing with constitutional interpretation.
This, please.
Appellate jurisdiction.
Oh, my Landa, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
And wisecracks.
You want an opinion? You're a big fat liar.
That's Supreme Court Justice Judy.
I'm ready to make a ruling. When it comes to climate change, do not pee on my leg and tell me it's raining.
Nationally syndicated. Find it on a local channel in your area.
Oh, baloney. Next case.
Do you love small batch pickled mushrooms and socially responsible upcycle typewriters?
Then you're going to love Davis and Cousin and Cousin.
Bushwick's latest small batch pickled mushroom and socially responsible upcycled typewriter pop-up. I'm Davis.
And I'm her cousin.
She really is my cousin.
You might remember us from Davis and Cousin, our organic fire escape grown cauliflower window box to table restaurant and washery.
Well, we're not going to let a little lead poisoning hold us back.
So we're here with my cousin.
I really am her cousin. But not my cousin.
Because that's how cousins work.
Exactly. And together, we started Davis and Cousin and Cousin's small batch pickled mushroom and socially responsible upcycle typewriter pop-up.
Our authentic vintage basement pop-up space has many original features like
crown molding,
exposed brickwork,
a Ukrainian couple who've been squatting here since 1978,
Davis and Cousin and Cousin.
Our antique mason jars are reclaimed from a 1930s TB clinic specimen lab.
Our aromatics are hand-forged from the banks of the Gowanus Canal.
Davis and Cousin and Cousin. Our storyteller is also our mixologist.
Our socially responsible upcycled typewriters are lubricated with organic human earwax.
They're all designed to be portable for when you want to type on the subway.
And they all come with a free haiku.
The day out stretches wide, a wilderness of hollow dreams, crushed beneath the plow.
Beautiful.
Davis and Cousin and Cousin.
We don't accept credit cards.
But we do accept original Stardust era Bowie records.
Davis and Cousin and Cousin.
Join us at Bushwick's latest small batch pickled mushroom and socially responsible upcycle typewriter pop-up.
If you want.
Whatever. What she said.
Okay. My bladder's going to...
Hold it right there, ma'am. I need to take a look at your birth certificate before you enter that lady's restroom.
Sorry, officer. Did you say birth certificate?
You're not from the great state of North Carolina, are you?
No, I'm driving down the East Coast and I really need to go.
Well, here in the Tar Heel State, the restroom you use must match the gender on your birth certificate.
Okay, well, obviously I'm not carrying around my birth certificate.
Then that's gonna be a problem because I need to enforce HB 2, aka the bathroom law.
The law that prevents transgendered people from using restrooms that correspond with their identity?
No. The law that prevents sexual predators from pretending to be transgendered in order to watch our women and little girls take number ones and number twos.
Okay, this is ridiculous. I'm obviously not a man.
Yeah, I don't write the laws, ma'am. I just enforce them. Now, go ahead and lift up your skirt for me.
Excuse me?
I'm just trying to keep you safe from lewd behavior. Now show me what's under your hood.
Okay, are you serious?
Help me to shield you from trauma by flashing me your genitals.
No, I am reporting you, sir.
You just call me a sir?
Yes.
Ma'am, while I do identify as a male, I was actually born a female.
Really?
Do you want me to show you?
God, no. So, wait, do you use the men's restroom?
Absolutely not, ma'am. I use a female restroom because that's the gender on my birth certificate.
Okay, no offense, but, like, doesn't that freak women out?
Yeah, none taken. And yes, all the time. That's why I only go when nobody else is inside. Otherwise, I urinate in a state-issued pee bottle.
A state-issued pee bottle?
Every transgendered police officer in North Carolina has a state-issued pee bottle and a road potty.
Jesus.
It actually adds a lot of time back to my day, going while I drive.
Okay, look, officer, I'm really dying here. Is there any other way I can use this restroom without showing you my genitals?
Nope. But I do have a spare pee bottle if you want one.
Fine, just give me the damn pee bottle.
There you go.
Okay.
Drive safe, you hear? God damn, I love this state.
You got to know when to hold up. Know when to fold up. Know when to walk away. And know when to run. You never
count. And now, one of our many interviews with Donald Trump's penis.
Hello there, Mr. Trump's penis.
Hi.
I'm sorry, the listeners can't hear you. Can you please speak up? It seems you're quite shy.
I don't get out much.
Really?
Mr. Trump likes to keep me tucked away, unless it's time for the Chinese boy to play with me.
Well, why is that?
Because he's the only person who thinks I'm big.
Now, I just have a couple more questions for you.
Okay, but just a couple. I don't last long.
I'll be sure to make it a quickie. We all know Mr. Trump has some very strong views about immigration. What are your thoughts?
You know, he can be a bit of a hard ass, but I'm just a big softy.
So you think we should let everyone in?
Works for me.
Me too.
That's Mr. Trump's asshole. He also has an open door policy.
Thank you, gentlemen, for this very insightful interview. Next week, we're live with Hillary Clinton's vagina. I'm looking forward to speaking with you, Mrs. Clinton's vagina.
I'm going to eat you alive.
And now, the satirical opportunity of a lifetime. Antonin Scalia croaks. What happens next? Our Woody Johnson has the story.
Within seconds of his death from a chronically shrunken heart, Nino Scalia's immortal soul was on its way to its inevitable destination, hell. But he'd hardly passed through the fiery gates when something that has only happened once before happened in the long, getting on for infinite, history of the place of fire, brimstone, and torment. A truly wicked soul was not welcomed with open arms. Lucifer, Dark Lord of the Underworld, had no comment, but his Director of Infernal Affairs, Beelzebub, was ready to talk. Beelzebub, just what happened here?
Well, we were really, really stoked to be getting Scalia. And when you're stoked in hell, you are hot to trot. I mean, he was this brutish loudmouth, loathed by millions, whose rulings ripped parents from their children, encouraged gay bashers to drive gays to suicide, and homicidal lunatics to arm themselves with any weapon they pleased, up to and including handheld rocket launchers, who wanted women back to being barefoot and pregnant, made a mockery of universal suffrage, and best of all, allowed pornographically wealthy citizens to do what they dreamed of for 250 years. Buy the government wholesale, burn it, and turn themselves into the aristocrats of a feudal U.S. And he frames all this corner bar bigotry, hatred, prejudice, and worship of wealth as mandated by the U.S. Constitution. Brilliant! What's not to love about the Danny DeVito of dissenting opinion? A global guru of rapacious greed and vicious classism. A bona fide star of evil.
So what happened?
Well, he came through our gates of fire with that voice snarling away.
No.
He wants hell back to its original form. Exactly the way Dante described it. He talks like this Italian bozo invented hell. Back to nine circles, no more. Back to pitchforks and bullwhips. Are you kidding? We got 900 circles these days. Trillions of souls. We got the wicked from planets whose life forms look like the first law of thermodynamics mated with phlegm. You can't pitchfork them. That's why we have napalm tasers and tactical nuclear suppositories. Get this. He only wants white Euro-American souls. Fire all the rest. How can you fire someone in hell and no gay demons? What? How are you gonna torment the gay wicked if there's no cute rent boys wiggling their butts just out of reach for all eternity? Hell's evolved, I tell him. We're proud of our diversity. But he just keeps ranting on about precedent. Dante's nine fucking circles.
So what happened?
Our eternally damned legal review board. Hammurabi, Judge Jeffries, John Haney, and Mother Teresa. She's on there for diversity. Recommended he be cast forth from hell for all eternity. The spoonful of sugar to help with the medicine go down was that he was being sent down to a lower court. Which really tormented him. But, like Mother T said,
if he stays, abandon hope, all ye who have entered here.
So what becomes of Nino Scalia now?
He's condemned to wander the dark and trackless wastes of space for all eternity. Utterly alone, ignored, unheard. Irrelevant and despised. Till time is no more. And then some.
No. Judge what it's doing here.
Is proud to present great moments in the life of Nancy. Number 3, 1980, Nancy secretly meets Ayatollah Khomeini, an undisclosed location somewhere in the Middle East.
We need weapons!
We need our hostages back.
What do you offer, dog of a woman?
77 virgins in one mouthful.
You speak in riddles, worthless female.
Watch this.
You can have your infidel hostages. When do you want them?
Right after Bonnie's inauguration.
Senator Cruz, you've been at the center of an internet storm over a case you argued before the U.S. Court of Appeals in Texas, in which you claimed that the government has an interest in discouraging autonomous sex, or whacking off. Do you still believe that, Senator?
I am proud to say that I do.
You also wrote that there is no constitutional right to stimulate one's genitals for purposes unrelated to procreation. In other words, no one has the right to slam their ham, beat their meat, or flog their bishop. Do you still believe that?
I do, except for the bishop one. I believe stimulating your genitals, if it's not for making babies, is tantamount to hiring a prostitute or committing bigamy. Yes.
And yet your college roommate, Craig Mazin, tweeted that at school you frequently punched the munchkin, waxed the dolphin, and roughed up the suspect.
So?
Are you admitting that there have been times when you dated Rosie Palmer and her five little sisters?
Let me be clear. When I said in court that there is no right protected by law to stimulate your genitals, etc., etc., that applies to you and other harlots like you, who probably spend most of your time paddling the pink canoe.
Oh yeah, baby. Me and my bird finger love to part the Red Sea. I call it my menage a moi.
But it doesn't apply to me.
Really? No. Why is that?
Because I am washed in the blood of the Lamb. So long as Jesus Christ dwells in my heart, I can do no wrong.
So it's okay to choke Charlie till he throws up, so long as you're thinking about Jesus.
Yes, my Jesus.
And while you're strangling the one-eyed trouser snake, what image of Jesus do you see?
Christ is on the cross.
So, naked Jesus.
No. He has on a loincloth.
Around his loins.
Yes. His girded loins.
Which also girds his strong young buttocks.
His strong young buttocks.
Straining in pain against the wood, the blessed wood, the hard, long wood of the cross.
Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Oh, yes. Okay, and the wise men. Oh, incense and myrrh, incense and myrrh, incense and myrrh. Oh, yes.
Why, Senator, you've been shaking hands with Mr. Happy on national television.
Yes. I am in a consensual same-sex relationship with my Lord and Savior Jesus, Son of God and Mary. There's nothing wrong with that. Because my heart is pure.
Woo! Amen to that, Teddy baby. You're as pure as they come.
Thanks, Jesus.
Jesus said, Ted Cruz for president.
This is God, and I approve this message.
Sup, world? Holla! It is I, the latest and greatest Kardashian fetus, the human epicenter of a goddamn Game of Thrones-level family feud. Half my genes? Social media royalty Rob Kardashian. The other half? Determination, drive, and physical perfection personified. Black China. So you know this party's gonna be banging. Hashtag boom boom shake shake the womb, right? Am I a girl baby yet? Am I a boy baby yet? Nobody knows. I like to keep them guessing. That's my mystique. But you know it. Either way, I'm everything the Kardashians ever wanted to be. Half black. Oh yeah, I said it. Hashtag cultural appropriation. Hashtag fuck that shit. Hashtag crowning with cornrows, bitches. Unicorn emoji. Wink. So get ready, world, because I'm coming, and you know I'm going to be fine and fierce and mess some shit up and shit some mess up and live my fabulous life, and those Kardashians are going to have to deal. We already know my brother's called King. Anyone want to bet I'll be queen with a K? Because that's how I work with an E and serve with a snap. Getting real, bitches. That's bitches with a K. Burn. Yeah, I went there. Hashtag drink tears, Auntie Kim. Hashtag not even born, Insta famous. Hashtag kiss my booty, cause you know it's gonna be fine. Hashtag yes. Me out.
After an afternoon at the beach, why not rehydrate with some refreshing Zico coconut water? It's all natural, gluten-free, and completely unrelated to the Zika virus, even though they have very similar names. Zico coconut water will replenish your body's electrolytes, and it won't cause birth defects or brain malformations. It's a delicious and healthy drink for everyone, even pregnant women. So try Zico coconut water. It's a beverage, not a transmittable disease.
Hi, I'm Jessica Alba, brand ambassador of Zico coconut water. I love to drink Zico. without spending too much time looking at the label on the bottle and asking myself what the name Zico reminds me of. Zico tastes great and has twice the potassium of a banana. I'll admit it, if we had known about the Zika virus when we came up with our brand name, we probably would have picked something else, but hindsight is 20/20. Trust me, the only thing Zico has in common with Zika is its prevalence. Now you don't have to fly all the way to Brazil to find delicious coconut water or to contract the incurable disease. You'll find some at your neighborhood grocery store. Zico, that is, not Zika. Oh, well, not yet. Anyway, I don't think so.
If you put a bottle of Zico next to the Zika virus, you would find no similarities at all. Just be sure not to touch the latter unless you're wearing rubber gloves and a hazmat suit. After drinking Zico, you'll witness zero baby head shrinking side effects. Just a sense of satisfaction and a smile on your face. So drink some pure premium Zika coconut water.
Zico coconut water.
What did I say?
Zika.
Oh, God, no, I'm sorry. I meant Zico coconut water. And to help prevent the spread of the Zico virus by wearing insect repellent and practicing
the
safe...
Zika virus.
Yeah, that's what I said.
No, you didn't. Just drink the damn coconut water.
You know, I swear I said Zika coconut water. Wait.
I don't... You're fired, Larry.
Shit.
March 25th is the celebration of the Annunciation, when the Virgin Mary was told that she would bear the Son of God. Since all things are possible for God, here is an actual recording of that event.
I can't believe it's 1 BC. I'm still writing 2 BC on my checks.
Mary, O Blessed Virgin, fear not, I am the Lord thy God.
You look like an older version of that Duck Dynasty guy.
That's just a guise, so my magnificence doesn't blind you. Mary, I have chosen you among all women to bear my son.
Yeah, well, you can at least buy me dinner first.
No, it's going to be a virgin birth.
What? You don't want to fuck me? What a slap in the face.
You don't understand. The virgin thing is great PR.
So I'm going to be pregnant but still a virgin. Brilliant. So the first thing through my tight, unused twat is going to be a baby. You know how much that's gonna hurt? There's a reason this process usually starts with a cock, brainiac. You gotta ease into it.
I'm God, okay? I can finesse the details.
Details? I'm going to lose my cherry to a 6-pound infant. There will be some discomfort, I'm sure.
Look, no pain. I promise. Will you do it?
Well, you're paying child support. And one more thing. There's no way I'm going to stop drinking throughout this pregnancy. If he's the son of God, he can beat fetal alcohol syndrome. I'll name him Liam. I like that name.
No. His name is Jesus.
Jesus? As in what people say when they're pissed off? Jesus fucking Christ.
That's the full name, but without the fucking.
Yeah, you explain that part. Whatever. It'll be good to have a son to give me grandchildren and to take care of me in my old age.
Right. Gotta go.
Doctor, excuse me, doctor. I've swallowed a fly and I want to know, is it serious?
Well, that depends. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, I don't mind at all. I'm 91.
Ah, oh dear. You see, in younger middle-aged women, swallowing a fly generally doesn't present too big a risk. But in older women such as yourself...
Oh, you don't mean...
Well, you might be fine. Or...
Or what?
Perhaps you'll die.
Perhaps I'll die? I could die?
Perhaps. It's possible, I'm afraid. But try to keep calm. I'm going to prescribe you this spider.
A spider? Well, now, I didn't go to medical school, but...
Well, I did, so you're going to have to trust me. You swallow the spider to catch the fly. Do you know why you swallowed a fly?
Well, it was my great-grandson's birthday party, and I...
Right. Now, let's see how that spider's working. Some wriggling and wiggling and jiggling inside you, I see.
Is that a good sign, doctor?
Is a spider wriggling and wiggling and jiggling inside you a good sign? No, not really.
Oh, Doctor, please help me. There must be something you can do.
Let me think. Yes! Got it! I'll prescribe you this bird.
A bird?
Now, this might be a little uncomfortable, but an adjuvant bird really is the optimum treatment.
But, well, a bird?
You swallow the bird to catch the spider you swallowed to catch the fly. Now open wide.
Oh, I don't know why I swallowed that fly in the first place. If I had only known the consequences.
How does that bird feel?
Well, the wriggling, wiggling, and jiggling inside me is a lot better.
Good! That's good!
Only now there's a most uncomfortable flapping.
Flapping? Oh, no!
Is that serious?
No! Nothing to be alarmed about at all. Nurse! Nurse! Fetch the cat! And fetch a precautionary dog, too, while you're at it! Stat! We might have to intubate! No time to lose! Cat! Dog! Dog! Cat! You swallow the dog to catch the cat. You swallow the cat to catch the bird. You swallow the bird to catch the spider.
The wriggled and wiggled and jiggled inside her?
Exactly.
And I swallowed the spider to catch the fly.
I don't know why you'd swallow a fly.
Perhaps I'll die.
Not if I have anything to do with it. I graduated 41st in my class at Johns Hopkins. Good. Good. Looking good, I think. Yes, yes. Oh, no. That's not good. I'm afraid we'll have to...
No, Doctor, it's too dangerous.
God damn it, nurse. I can't lose another one this morning. It's time for the horse.
A horse?
It's our only hope. Nurse, hand me the saw and the spreader.
But...
Going to have to crack your jawbone. This might sting a little.
Do it, old woman! Swallow the horse! Swallow that
horse! Swallow that horse!
Swallow it! Swallow the horse! She's dead?
Of course.
The final edition is proud to present Great Moments in the Life of Nancy Reagan. Number 4, 1987, Nancy meets Mikhail Gorbachev.
Why, Mrs. Reagan, what are you doing in my bedroom?
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down those pants!
OMG, Haley, are you going to the mall?
I don't know. Is James?
Yeah.
Then yeah. Oh, Maddie?
Yeah.
Are you going to college?
Probably. Is Steve?
Yeah.
Then yeah. Hey, Haley?
Yeah?
Are you gonna vote?
I'm not sure. Is Kevin?
Yeah.
Then yeah. Maddie?
Yeah?
Are you, like, gonna vote for Bernie?
I don't know. Is Jason?
Yeah.
Then yeah. Hey, Haley?
Yeah?
Do you like breathing air?
I think so.
Edry?
Yeah?
Do you like air?
Yeah.
Then yeah.
This reenactment of a conversation between millennial girls who aren't choosing Hillary was brought to you by Gloria Steinem's Book and Wine Club for straight, white, female feminists over the age of 50.
Hey ladies, are you tired of being inundated with unwanted dick pics?
Yes.
Do you have so many dick pics you don't know what to do with them?
I wouldn't know what to do with one.
With our new app, you can turn those useless dick pics into dick pic trading cards.
Why?
Dick pic trading cards capture the action and drama of modern courtship.
No, they don't. I gave this guy my number so he could text me about coffee. Now I'm staring at his penis.
Not to mention, dick pics trading cards are a fun way to connect with friends.
Ugh, it's really veiny.
Don't show me that! Trade dick pics with your friends and collect all your favorites.
You take these.
No, I don't want them.
Too late. I just sent you Puerto Rican guy from my gym.
Ew, that creep? Every dick pic trading card also comes with its own personalized biography.
Jimmy's dick goes from 2 to 8 inches in 6 seconds.
That's unnatural. And for every dozen dick pics you submit, you get a free bonus, the dick of Brett Favre.
Who?
Dick pic trading cards. Just when you thought dick pics couldn't get any better.
They're never going to learn, are they?
Nope. That's why I created this app.
What is it?
Cock Blocker.
Welcome to Supernair. This your first time here?
Yes, ma'am. Just passing through.
Okay, you sit down here. Tell me what you need.
Well, my preferences are different than your average customer's. Each of my fingers has its own special purpose.
You want me to customize each finger?
Yes, exactly. I'll need each finger customized.
Okay, no problem. What you need?
All right. Well, to start, this here's my hitching thumb. I need the nail kept short and painted neon yellow. That way the drivers can see me when I'm out night hitching.
Short nail, neon yellow, okay.
Now, this next one's my trigger finger. / nose picking finger. I'd say it's a 60-40 split.
Dual purpose finger.
Exactly. I need the nail about medium length and the pad of the finger to be nice and rough. Ideal for shooting people, look at me funny, and also for picking boogers.
Medium nail, rough finger for ideal nose pick.
And for shooting people.
Okay, what next?
Yeah, next up is my fuck you finger. Now, don't confuse it with my fucking finger. I'll get to that one later. This is purely for flipping the bird and occasionally for stabbing an aorta. I'll need the nail to be painted red and cut to a point so that it looks like a bloody claw.
Bloody claw for fuck you finger.
I tell you what, you are on point with your listening skills, Jin Lee. Did I say that right?
You call me Gina.
Good stuff. All right, next we got my powder scooping finger. Formerly my ring finger, but that ain't even worth bringing up. These days, I only use it for dipping into cocaine, angel dust, fun dip, anything that comes in powder form. Baby powder on occasion.
All the time powder?
Correct. I need the nail to be ideal for scooping. Keep it long and round like a little teaspoon.
Teaspoon-shaped nail costs $2 extra.
Fair enough, Gina. And last but not least, this here's my penetrating pinky. This is the fucking finger I was talking about earlier.
Yes, I use deductive reasoning.
I need this nail sounded down to a nub. You hear me? A nub.
Nub, okay.
That pinky's been in more buttholes than a corrupt proctologist. Seriously, this nail cannot be short enough. Go ahead and paint it brown. Better for everyone that way.
Brown nub nail for people butthole pleasure.
Damn right. Okay, let's do this.
Oh, no pedicure for you?
You do those too? Okay, let me tell you about each of my toes.
How many times has this happened to you when leaving a voice message?
Hey there, it's me. Things are late, so I'll meet you outside. Smiley face. I mean, smiley face with tongue hanging out. No, wait. Face blowing a heart kiss thing. Oh, too much. Damn it.
You try to use an emoji, but then you remember, this is a voice message. You cannot express yourself. Well, now you can with new audio emojis, the amazing emojis that you hear instead of see. Audio emojis include audio versions of all your favorite emojis. Kissy face. Crying face. Middle finger. Pile of poop. And more. You'll never be at a loss for words or sounds again.
Hey, it's me. I gotta work late. Miss you.
You can even leave voice messages that are all audio emoji.
Hi, it's me.
New audio emojis. You never sounded better.
Do you love boxing but wish there could be more sharks?
then you're gonna love new Shark Boxing, live on ESPN Late Night.
Boxers fight sharks in two rounds of action-packed drama, one on land and one in the ocean.
Awesome!
Earlier today, Shark and Boxer met to toss a coin. Shark called it, so it's round one in the tank. Tensions mount. But, oh yes! Oh, that's gotta hurt!
Ooh, come on, man! Paddle! Paddle! Ooh!
And it looks like our shark's got the upper hand!
Oh, no rest for the wicked!
Well, will the tables turn in round two, back on land? Here we are, in the ring. A chance for a badly mauled boxer to get his revenge.
Well, he's bleeding pretty badly. Oh, he's trying to get up, but it's not going well.
And the shark's just sort of gasping for oxygen and flapping around. Looks like this is gonna be a close one.
Oh! Ow! Oh, that's gotta hurt! Even though no actual boxing is taking place whatsoever.
And the deaths of both Shark and Boxer bring us to the end of this dramatic and epic contest.
Join us next time on ESPN Late Night for more Shark Boxing.
We'll put a shark in your box!
The final edition is proud to present great moments in the life of Nancy Reagan. Number 5, from 1989 on.
Oh, Mommy, you're no commie. Oh, there you go again. Oh, here I come again. Oh, honey, I forgot to fuck.
She ain't got nothing to say, but
kid on Snapchat. I eat pizza off my iPad. Selfie on my bed with my cash stack. Ain't nothing you could do about that.
Yo, I'm a rich kid on Snapchat. Just hanging out at my rad pad. Use hundreds as my bath mat. Ain't nothing you could do about that.
Got a penthouse in Manhattan that I call my home. Got an iWatch, iPad, new iPhone. In this new world, I'm the new king. I'm 15 and I'm styling.
Yo, I wanted a yacht, but my daddy bought a car. Then I lost the keys in the Mandarin spa. So the lowdown, Lambo's downtown. It got towed round to the car pound, but it's sundown, party countdown, and I'm in town, so I'm just gonna leave it there. I got other cars, I really don't give a shit.
Yo, I'm a rich kid on Snapchat, tearing through life like a wildcat. I'm a new breed aristocrat. Ain't nothing you can do about that.
Yo, I'm a rich kid on Snapchat, flashing cash made by my granddad. Selfie with my jet like a nomad. Ain't nothing you can do about that.
Got a pool, got a boat, got a vintage mink coat. If I want cash, me or daddy buys me a goat.
I'm a badass with a free pass. I got mad class, crystals my glass. Shift your sad ass as I walk past.
Haters say no, but I say yes.
Boom! You nailed it.
Totally.
I'm bored.
Want to eat sushi off a hooker? You know, for irony?
Yeah!
Sushi! Gonna get my sushi on in his house.
Thank you for listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour. Humans providing their voices to the Final Edition include Bruce Cherry, Jen Dodd, Jim Earle, Rob Gordon, Tony Hindra, Jeff Chrysler, Jeff Hendrick, Dan Vitale, Jessica Park, Barry Lenk, Ebby Parker, John Marshall, Rachel Rauch, Steve Rosenfield, James Mount, Rob Miller, Leah Krinsky, Kayla Merrill, Andrew Danish, Leslie Shapira, Anne Touchell, Darby Worley, Ben Kirchner, Gil Barron, and Bridget Fitzgerald. Writers for the Final Edition include Bruce Cherry, James Mount, Jen Dodd, Jim Earle, Ben Kirchner, Bridget Fitzgerald, Rob Gordon, Gil Barron, Tony Hindra, Jeff Hendrick, Jessica Park, Ebby Parker, Jeff Chrysler, Barry Lenk, Leah Krinsky, John Marshall, Kurt Weitzman, Eve Weston, Leslie Shapira, Kate Knowles, Jeremy Rayburn, and Steve Rosenfield. The Final Edition was produced and directed by Tony Hindra and Jeff Chrysler. West Coast production and direction by Barry Lenk. Audio editing and sound design by Greg Russ and Andrew Hammond. The Final Edition is the property of The Final Edition, LLC. Copyright 2016.